ABC Radio Brisbane.
It's a $5.9 billion project to keep the city moving. Crossover rail will mean new rail lines and new tunnels. It's a first underground rail system in Queensland. Assuming you don't count mining. The state government says the project will unlock the bottleneck at the core of the transport network in Brisbane and allow more trains to run more often to enable turn-up-and-go transport system for the whole of the southeast. Crossover Rail was the subject of disagreement in State Parliament today when Kate Jones, the minister responsible, confirmed that the new Dutton station plan had been rejected and the Crossover Rail team is going ahead with the Boggo Road station plans despite some issues not being resolved. This is what she told Parliament.
By delivering the new Boggo Road station, we will create a new interchange for travellers coming from both the Gold Coast and Cleveland lines, enabling them to connect directly to the new underground and new Cross River Rail stations. Mr. Speaker, I can confirm that the government did examine the benefits and disadvantages of the proposed alternative known as New Dutton Station. However, we decided against this option as we believe the modelling showed that it did not deliver the ultimately a better superior option for commuters.
Kate Jones is the minister responsible for delivering the Crossover Rail project on budget and on time. The rail lobby group Back on Track says Kate Jones has made the only reasonable choice she could. This is Robert Dow.
Yeah, certainly the Boggo Road interchange with Park Road is definitely the best location from a passenger perspective. It does present some technical and engineering problems due to the location of the geoscience precinct there at the old Boggo Road jail, and it will cause some pretty steep grades and sharp curves. Now, originally, Dutton Park Station was going to be done away with, and that would have meant that it probably would have been easier to approach Boggo Road underground than what it's going to be with a more constrained environment with Dutton Park Station in place. Now, rather than spending a lot more money, it may be better to rethink that and perhaps take out Dutton Park Station and go back to what was the original concept, which may be an easier engineering task.
But all in all, Rail Back on Track thinks that Kate Jones, the minister responsible, is largely correct that the Boggo Road station is the better option because it does allow Cleveland Line customers better access from those Bayside and eastern suburbs, which are all growing.
Yes, it certainly is a better interchange option. However, what our bigger concern is with Cross River Rail is the lack of detail in terms of how the trains are actually going to run on the network. That's called a rail service plan, or the proper name is the concept of operations. Now, we've made requests to Cross River Rail Development Authority for information related to the rail service plan or the concept of operations, and it's not forthcoming. Now, to build a project, the scope and the size of Cross River Rail, there must be a rail service plan in place to guide the actual project. I mean, you can't build a project and suddenly work out, oh, we can't run the Gold Coast trains through the Sunshine Coast anymore because we didn't do the right track layout,
yep,
and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
So our concerns relate to a lack of detail in terms of the rail service plan and the difficulty to get actually real information out of Cross River Rail Development Authority.
Well, let me come in there, Robert Dow. The state government replaced the whole of the board of the Cross River Rail project in the last 12 months and put new members on the board. I think they're all public servants, unless I'm wrong. Did that improve things at all?
Well, in our opinion, it's made the board appear to be no longer independent, right? Now, when you consider that Cross River Rail Development Authority also has protection from right to information action under the legislation, except for matters relating to community service obligations, which is a very small section of their remit.
Okay.
They're protected by the by an exemption from right to information action, and we now have a board in place which is all senior public servants. Now, that doesn't sort of give the impression of being transparent and upfront as to what's going on.
Right. So you think Kate Jones in State Parliament today is right? The Boggo Road station is a better idea. It is a better interchange plan, and it will allow Bayside and eastern suburbs residents better access when Cross River Rail is built, but you're concerned about the restricting of public scrutiny of their plans and the loss of independence in the board of the Cross River Rail project.
Correct, Steve. And we're also concerned with what the Minister has indicated, Minister Jones, that any additional costs have to be absorbed in the existing budget.
What's wrong with that? Isn't that good accounting? Isn't that being responsible with money?
Well, it may mean that other things that were planned to be part of the project may have to be cut. To fund the increased cost of Bogger Road, for example, does that mean that the planned platform raising on the station upgrades between Fairfield and Salisbury, is that going to be cut? What's going to be cut to cover these additional costs of Bogger Road? So maybe they need to go back and perhaps rethink the original concept of taking out Dutton Park Station, which may actually be the way to go. It may actually save quite a bit of money in terms of having to do the complex engineering solutions forced onto them because of the constrained space between Dutton Park and to get underground to achieve that interchange at Bogger Road Park Road.
Okay.
So but they need to look at it. I don't think the final design has been achieved as yet. Apparently they've stopped.
Is that
working.
Late? I'm surprised to hear that they've started everything. The thing's full steam ahead. They're advertising it, you know, with expensive TV ads, yet they haven't got a technical solution for Bogger Road in place yet, and they haven't got a final design in place.
Well, exactly. They've stopped work. Well, you know, I mean, this is why we think they have to have... there has to be a way of coming up with some better scrutiny of what they're doing. You've got a board that's all senior public servants, and they're high-calibre public servants, but nonetheless, it gives the impression of being a non-independent.
They're not independent. Not independent, and they can't be subject to what used to be called freedom of information or right to information laws.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, that's quite concerning.
All right. Now, finally, Robert Dow, because I'm mindful of the time, I think all the listeners really care about is, will it mean easier, faster, better train travel? Will it reduce congestion around the Brisbane River for other parts of Brisbane? And how will it affect me if they build a station near me? Is that they had a web tool where you could put in your area and see what was being built near you. I forget what it was called now. Is that still in existence?
Yeah, the tool is called Checkmate. A year or so ago, they took out the train frequencies, and now you just get back generic statements about there'll be more trains or something to that effect.
Does it tell you anything useful?
Not really. No.
So, in other words, that's another example of where you're concerned that the independence... of the new Cross River Rail Board is compromised.
The transparency of what's actually going to happen in terms of the rail network.
Right.
I know we get a lot of feedback from people asking what trains are going to be paired, what lines are paired. Like, for example, at the moment you've got Ipswich paired with Caboolture.
Yep.
You've got Kippering paired with Springfield. Gold Coast runs through the airport. What's going to happen with Cross River Rail? People would like to know. Get back to the original point, where's the rail service plan? Where's the concept of operations? This should be up on the website. For example...
And it's not.
No. In Melbourne, for the Melbourne Metro Tunnel, there's a concept of operations, a rail service plan is available, and people can see what's going to happen when their new rail tunnel is complete.
So Melbourne or the Victorian government shows their voters what they're going to do, but Queensland doesn't.
Exactly right, and we're after that rail service plan, and we're going to keep trying to get it.
Robert Dow, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Robert Dow from the Rail Lobby Group Rail Back on Track. So the Bogger Road station is going ahead. It's not the new Dutton station for the Cross River Rail project. If you live in and around that Bogger Road area, there's offices there, there's an eco-science precinct there. There's some housing development around. I'm keen to know what you think about that. You'll be getting one of the stations, the Bogger Road Interchange, where the lines from the Gold Coast and Cleveland will come in. An interchange there will be quite a big station as part of the Cross River Rail. What do you think if you live in that area? 1300 222 612 is the phone number. 1300 222 612, or send me a text 0467 922 612. Andrew says, now that most white-collar offices have realised they no longer need CBD offices and commuting workers, what's the new cost-benefit analysis? What does the new cost-benefit analysis of the Cross River Rail tell us?
There is no Planet B.